Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, May 1st. You'll be interested to know. 94 years ago today, in 1931, the Empire State Building was dedicated in New York City. This architectural marvel, standing at 102 stories, held the title of the world's tallest building for four decades. Its completion during the Great Depression symbolized human resilience and ingenuity, inspiring generations with its grandeur and the spirit of progress it embodies. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with knee-to-waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3+ feet throughout the morning, providing nice conditions. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at just 1 mile per hour, keeping the surface smooth for a while. As the day goes on, conditions may become more choppy with increasing wind speeds. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 0-foot outgoing low tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 14 seconds and the onshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first low tide Thursday will be -1 foot just before 7 a.m. with a 3-foot high tide at 2:15. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Friday through Sunday presents a challenging surf outlook. Friday starts with clean 2+ feet waves, transitioning to choppy conditions by midday. Saturday sees waves to stomach-high waves, remaining choppy throughout with increasing southwest winds. Sunday escalates to 4 to 6 feet choppy surf, peaking in the afternoon with strong winds. Overall, expect difficult conditions and a bumpy paddle out across the weekend. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 62 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:33 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny skies today, with a high near 61 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low of 56 and gentle winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Friday with a high around 61 and light northwest winds. Cloudy conditions continue Saturday with a chance of rain and thunderstorms and highs near 60. Nighttime lows will be in the mid-50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego is facing a projected shortfall of $258 million for the next fiscal year, prompting plans to close bathrooms at several iconic beaches and parks. The city expects to save $1.7 million by shutting facilities from November through March, impacting locations like La Jolla Shores and Mission Beach. Mayor Todd Gloria's draft budget proposes significant cuts, including reducing the Parks and Recreation Department by over 170 positions. This decision raises concerns about public health and safety, especially following a previous hepatitis A outbreak. Now on to sports. CBS is disputing Bill Belichick's claim that a recent interview was supposed to focus solely on his new book. The segment on CBS Sunday Morning strayed into Belichick's relationship with 24-year-old Jordan Hudson. Belichick stated he had communicated that promotional interviews would only cover the book's contents, but CBS asserted there were no preconditions. The segment included moments where Hudson interjected during discussions about their relationship. Belichick acknowledged the relationship was mentioned several times, noting they had met on a flight to Palm Beach in 2021. The book releases on May 6. In local sports. Yesterday afternoon in San Diego, the Friars clinched a 5-3 victory over the Giants. Diaz homered in the second, while Tatis raked with three hits. Machado's timely single in the fifth pushed the Friars further ahead. King secured the win, improving to 4-1, while Suarez earned the save. Despite a late homer from Yaz Jr., the Giants fell short. San Diego now stands at 19-11, maintaining momentum. Tomorrow afternoon, the Padres take on the Pirates in Pittsburgh for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Dylan Cease, with an ERA of 5.76, faces Mitch Keller, boasting a 3.97 ERA. First pitch is at 3:40. Expect sunny skies and a warm 77 degrees at PNC Park. Last night, the Lakers fell to the Timberwolves, 103-96, at Crypto.com Arena. Rudy Gobert was unstoppable, notching 27 points and 24 rebounds, while Julius Randle added a solid 23 points. Luka Doncic led the Lakers with 28 points. The Timberwolves advance, closing the series 4-1. The Lakers end their season with a lot to look forward to next year. Tonight, the Kings, trailing the series 3-2, are back in Edmonton for Game 6. Puck Drop is at 7 on ESPN, with the Oilers favored by 1.5. In top news, a Central Florida man, Philip Seif, is suing Toyota, Progressive Insurance, and Connected Analytics Services over alleged data collection from his new car. The federal class action lawsuit, filed in Texas, claims that Seif's driving was monitored and his data sold to his insurance company without his consent. Attorney John Yanchunis stated, "The problem with the premise is the consumer is unaware it is happening." In 2022, Toyota claimed that its monitoring system would help drivers save money on insurance. Cybersecurity expert Alan Crowitz emphasized that data is money, urging drivers to review their vehicle's user agreements for data collection details. In business news, Slate Auto has confirmed that it will build its $20,000 electric truck at a retrofitted printing shop in Warsaw, Indiana. The factory, which spans 1.4 million square feet, will eventually produce 150,000 trucks annually. This ultra-bare-bones vehicle features a range of 150 miles, lacking amenities like a touchscreen and paint to keep costs low. Slate aims to employ 2,000 people at the facility, which previously closed in September 2023. Production is scheduled to begin in the fourth quarter of 2026, with a focus on using domestic suppliers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at $95,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just over $1,800. And GOATSE's Maximus is up 0.5% to 8 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Recent research reveals the extraordinary event of a 5.3 million-year-old flood that shaped the Mediterranean Sea. 6 million years ago, tectonic activity isolated the Mediterranean from the Atlantic, leading to a significant evaporation period. The flood, known as the Zancle Megaflood, occurred when mountains sank, allowing water to surge into the basin at astonishing speeds of 72 miles per hour. This flood transformed the region, triggering earthquakes and creating massive waterfalls 30 times taller than Niagara. While marine life struggled to adapt, the Mediterranean eventually evolved into a biodiversity hotspot, teaching us vital lessons about environmental change. And in entertainment news, in the first trailer for The Smashing Machine, Dwayne Johnson undergoes a dramatic transformation, portraying USC legend Mark Kerr. This biopic, directed by Benny Safdie, marks his solo directorial debut. The cast also features Emily Blunt as Kerr's wife, along with Baz Rutten, Lindsay Gavin, and Oleksandr Usyk. Johnson previously expressed his desire to work with Safdie, emphasizing the importance of authentic and raw storytelling. Kerr, a mixed martial artist from 1997 to 2009, won 4 world championships and was the focus of a 2002 HBO documentary. The Smashing Machine hits theaters on October 3rd. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Lebanese-American poet and philosopher, Khalil Gibran. And he said, "Trust in dreams, for in them is hidden the gate to eternity." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.